It felt good to be back out there, just be able to, you know, get in the action, be able to complete a whole full practice, you know, with no hamstring problems or anything. Friday, just sitting on the sideline, you know, it was hectic, just sitting up, not being able to participate, but, you know, I was doing all the things I could to help, you know, when the players came to the sideline to help coach them up. But, you know, I'm back in the action this week, and I'm looking forward to playing against the Patriots.
How encouraged are you to have the opportunity to go against them?
It's really an encouraging thing. Just to, you know, put so much work in the offseason, you know, picking up weight, working on techniques is a fundamental thing, and just let a little hamstring injury kind of, you know, back things off for 3 weeks. But, you know, now I'm healthy, and I'm ready to go and just show what I could do and things I improved on this upcoming season.
I saw you took Bo aside when he came off the field one time during the game. What were some of the things that you had?
I wasn't able to play, so, I mean, the least I could do is help coach him up on things, you know, to help him be a better player. You know, Bo's a real good player, and he's coming along, making great progress with him, great strides. And so, you know, anything, any advice I could give him to help him be successful and narrow down, you know, I'm doing my best to help, you know, teach him, educate him as much as I can. It was just small things that I would help him when he came to the sideline, as far as, like, allowing him to get closer on the ball and just, you know, looking at formation and knowing what kind of plays is coming his way. Just whatever I could, you know, help him to be successful and narrow down.
What are some of the things he does well?
He's a great learner. He's take advice, he learned from me, he go out there and execute. Like picking up things, scheme-wise, and just, he's a hard worker. He's strong at the point of attack, holding the point. And just he really aggressive, you know. That's me. That's my style of playing. That's what I like about him more. He really feels good and aggressive.
How about across the board, seeing the other young D line?
Oh man, the whole young defensive line. I mean, I can't just pinpoint one guy that's, you know, just standing out. I would say the whole group as a whole, the young guys are standing out, making big plays, just really contributing. Really, just want to learn and do better. Guys make mistakes, which of course are going to be normal for the first preseason game, thing like that. But they come to the sideline and ask, you know, what they could do better, what they could have done better. You know, just want to learn and just, you know, want to go out there and be dominant every snap. And that's what I think will make this D-line, this defense so unique, because everybody's legal to learn, just go out there and compete.
Do they push the starters? I mean, is it?
Yeah, yes.
This is competition for you?
Oh, yeah, of course it's competition. Every day you come in, it's competition. There's no day that's not competition. Everybody's trying to make the roster, 53-man roster. So, I mean, every day you got to come in, got to be on your A-game. The young guys are pushing us. The veterans are pushing each other. I mean, everybody's out here competing to get better and just working hard to get to the ultimate championship.
Do you think they'll utilize you more as a pass rusher than perhaps they did last year when you were some four-down line situations?
I think they will utilize me, you know, whatever, you know, coaches call me. I mean, I feel like a rusher passer, coach feel like him. I mean, just depending on, you know, the situation is in the game. I feel like I will be used more, you know, pass rush down, be on the field more than I was last year. So something I'm getting used to, something I'm looking forward to, something I'm going to embrace the whole season.